Hello and welcome to a new episode of God's Not Done With Us Yet. This is Sabrina, recording live, season 2, episode 8, Game Time. So I called it Game Time because you know it's the first full week of Big Brother. Yay! So we're back to recording late at night again. But I think next week I'll do better. But regardless, this week I will be talking about Big Brother. I'll talk about that one last. Douglas last counting on. And Love and Marriage Huntsville. Unfortunately, I will not be talking about CSD Key this week because I was having technical difficulties all weekend trying to watch the episode. I might have got 10 minutes into the episode. I don't know. I think the MTV app is tripping. I done deleted it and reinstalled it like at least 5 times. And then I also tried to watch it on the browser. If I was thinking more clearly, I could have probably tried my iPad or my laptop to watch it. But oh well. You know, sometimes the MTV app does act crazy, or the browser. Usually I switch one to the other and it usually works out. But this time it did not. So maybe it'll start working again. Or I'll put out my laptop or my iPad or something so I can watch the next 2 ones and talk about them next week. But anyway, let's just move on to talking about the other shows that I did watch. So, Counting On / Douglas. This episode mostly focused on Lauren having her baby. And so I watched a little, you know, they had a little baby special like a week, if that, after they drop a baby. And it's like a 10-minute special. It's like kind of, it's a raw cut of them having the baby. And I don't think they showed Lauren's delivery last time. I can't remember. One of them, they didn't show the delivery on their little baby dropping special. And I want to say it was Lauren, but it could have been Abby. I don't remember. But I saw the birth this one. They showed the birth for the real cut. So I felt bad for her. Her delivery seemed harder than Kendra's, which was featured last week. So I'm going to put just the Duggar women in general, that their labors be better. Because I was like, oh, this is hard. And maybe this is on par for labor. I don't know. I don't usually watch people having babies. But, you know, the Duggars is that season. That's just what they do. That's a big component of the show. And it's, I was like, ooh, that was rough. So, yeah, I'm sure the Duggar women will continue to have more babies. So I will put that on the list. And I will put Ginger on the list as well because they foreshadow on this episode. So the other part of the episode, well, we got to see baby. What's Kendra's baby name? It starts with an A, I want to say. Baby Addie, yes. We saw baby Addie at 2 weeks old. It was cute. We even see Laura's baby at 2 weeks old because that's when they had the little gingerbread house thing. And that's when Ginger revealed at the ginger house thing through the video by making a pregnant cookie that she was expecting. I know that sounds crazy, but Mama Duggar was like, oh my goodness, a pregnant cookie. She did not say that. She was like, first you just look at the house. And I would say they had the best decorated house. The other Duggars, they're not gifted in that, I don't think. And then Jeremy was put in the house really close so Mama Duggar could see the pregnant cookie. And eventually she saw it. So that was kind of like a cute way to reveal the baby because, you know, I'm sure they're running out of ways to reveal that they're pregnant. I'm sure they're running out of gender reveal things as well. But the show foreshadowed that Ginger may have lost that baby. So that was very sad. So I'm sure this could be the anniversary coming up of losing the baby or whatever. So I will pray for Ginger about that, even though I think she got pregnant again and she may have had that new baby. I should look that up. But I will still put Ginger on the prayer list because I'm sure with bringing it up, it probably might show up more social media or something. So I'm sure it's not an easy time for her to remember that miscarriage. So let's move on to love and marriage. So I feel like this episode was a filler episode because I don't know. It could have been also that I was listening to this while cleaning. Maybe, well, I said I watched some of it. I don't know. It was just like I feel like the episode was necessary because they needed to get little stuff in here to probably make sense for the future episodes. But not really a whole lot happened in it. Melanie had a meeting with her M. I'm just gonna call them all their M's because I don't know Kimmy's husband's name, but his name might start with an M too. But regardless, Melanie was with her M husband. I'm just gonna say her husband. Her husband at some meeting with this team. I didn't pay too much attention. They were like pitching things that they can do, and so I think they had that part of the show. So when she's doing these random things, we could be like, oh, this is why they're just tacking on extra activities to have more exposure. I guess it's good for business, have more exposure, maybe get more business. Then the husband's like, this is not a good idea. We're doing too much. So I think I have that on the list. I'll put that on the list though. All those people, they kind of see like they do a lot and they have balance. The love and hit. Loving hip hop, loving marriage, Huntsville. I'll put that on my list. But yeah, so that was going on, and I kind of saw a little baby red flag because wasn't her, Melanie's M? He was feeling neglected, and that's how he stepped out to begin with. So I feel like he's kind of feeling he could be feeling neglected in a moment because he's like, "You're doing too much." He's like, "I need to do more," or she just has more interest. So hopefully that counselor see that little flag too and help him to not step out as a result of his feelings that she's doing too much. But so I guess I'll add him too to not step out. I hope he's being faithful. We'll do a faithful prayer for him. What else? So Kimmy. Oh, that was funny. So there's a part of the show where Kimmy told her husband that. Cause he like, you need to pray for me. She's like, I pray for you all the time. And he's like, you do? And she said, yes. When you were sleeping, I anoint your head with oil. He looked excited. He was like, really? Ooh, I feel special. He said, I'm gonna marry me a pregnant woman. That was funny to me. That he did not say that, but that's what I saw in his eyes when she said that. But she was joking. She was like, no, I do not sit here and anoint your head. So that was interesting. I said, oh. He would have liked that. Maybe Kimmy might take that. So maybe I'll let sit there and do that because he seemed really excited about the potential that she was praying for him while he was sleeping. So that was interesting. I guess that could be a tip for the married ladies. Well, maybe I don't know if all husbands will appreciate a wife who prays for him, but I think some of them would. So yeah, that was cool. Also, Tisha and Mel still having issues. Tisha did take her children to Mel's children's birthday party. And of course, because this is a reality show, they want to talk about serious stuff. Like break away during the party and talk about serious stuff. Where in real life, you probably just would have just dropped off the kids or, stayed and just avoided each other and it would be awkward. You pick up the kids and go home. You probably wouldn't talk. You probably wouldn't let that go because they don't have 15 talks. And the old girl then got escorted from the other party, but even though she shouldn't have showed up to begin with. So I feel like talking phase is over, but I guess they're not going to do that. They're going to continue to talk for the show's sake. And they do appear to want to mend that their relationship because some people dysfunctional like that. They don't have these ties or bonds and they don't want to let it go. So you could tell that Tisha was going back into her old habits of just out of hurt being going left and saying things she don't need to say. It's not helping the situation at all. It's not stuff you would say if you want to mend fences. It's like she's continuing to fight. And Melanie, she weren't doing all that good. She could have put in a little bit more grace to dissuade the situation. So I was gonna pray that they mend their relationship, but I don't even know if that's a good prayer to prayer because their relationship is not very healthy, but I can pray that moving forward day can learn how to talk to people in a way that de-escalates instead of escalates. You know, you can do that with anyone, whether you like them or not. You can, there's things you could do to de-escalate salty people. Like, you don't have to engage. Like they always say, that, you know, I love saying trite sayings. It takes two to tango. They don't have to. At least if one of them is willing to not tango, they don't have to. In the conversations, the times they get together or have to get together because of the kids. And then also, I think they live in a small town, so they're always going to bump into each other. For it to be, at least you don't have to have these terrible conversations, go through this over and over and over again. Because I even feel like even they do make up, they're going to say little snide remarks. I don't think this would be a very pleasant, like, I wouldn't want that type of relationship in my life. Ugh, it's not pleasant at all. Like, people who got relationships like that in their lives, I don't care if they is your best friend or friend forever. You live in a miserable life. You got somebody in your life always saying side comments or rude things here and there. No, no, no. Or a coworker like that. No, no, no. So I guess I could pray for the general freedom from sideness. Because I feel like people just be putting up with crappy relationships just because they don't want to be alone. Or I don't know. I don't understand it. There's people miserable. Living life miserable with people, and it just makes no sense. I guess, you know, they say when you're married, it's supposed to be a commitment, but you need to learn how to work through that miserable stuff. But if you're not married to the person, why are you spending so much time miserable? But anywho, that's love and marriage. And then, now we are going to talk about Big Brother, the first week, of course. So the good thing about my delay, and like, because this is really covering last Sunday to the Thursday invention, it's not covering tonight, even though the episode happened. I did not see the episode because I missed it, but I will. And that happened last week too. What, no? No, it happened Wednesday. I missed up the times and I missed it, so I had to watch it in the morning. So I'm going to watch Sunday's episode in the morning. But regardless, I think I'll always be, it will be, I will talk about the past Sunday all the way up to eviction. And the good thing about that is that it's very unlikely spoilers will be on any of my recaps. If you want up to the minute conversation about some BB, I guess you could touch it out. Some Rob has a podcast or some Jolene or something, because I don't have it. I just talk about random stuff that's important to me and pray for my favorites. So Keisha's out, and I feel like people was like really wanting to see Keisha, and they were sad Keisha was out. And I was like, I don't understand why, because Keisha was out here looking dazed and confused. The first episode, I think I talked about at least the first episode last week, she looked confused. She continued to look confused, and she did a whole lot of nothing but look confused and dazed, like she was in a stupor or something. So I was like, she needed to go. It's all fine with me. Unfortunately, I would not experience this Keisha that people glorify so much. But yeah, that was the perfect choice to go. So I don't know. I don't know who. I can't guess who's in trouble to go next week. You know, there's some targets. Like Ian is a target. Who are people? They Kaser and Janelle, they targets. I think those are the targets for the near future right now. They're the ones with the X's on their back. So Kevin's like a little minor target. So we'll see how, like, David could be very well the one who goes home. Because even though he survived this week, apparently he's not doing a good job at laying low as the others. Like, most of the people just laying low, and David might be might not be doing so well with that, but we'll see. We'll see what this week brings. It's still early. I'm just here for the ride. I was kind of disappointed on Cody's game. He's like, but even though now that I think about it, I think it was more so Memphis creating this little A-team alliance, kind of like the past few seasons, the little cool kid alliance. You know, cool is quotations is all around that one. it's a circle of rotations around the cool, but you know, this same type of gameplay. I'm trying to do that again, and you know, I like the underdog, so I was like, oh, Cody, you're gonna join the not underdogs, not be interested, man. But him and Enzo have some like little secret side alliance with Day and Bay, so that might be interesting. We'll see how that plays out. So yeah, because of that, there's some of the chatter and stuff. It was like Memphis could have a target on his back as well, as far as one of the ones who are dangerous now. So I think those are so Memphis and Janelle, Kesar, and to be honest, right now they've just been in power lately, Cody and Memphis. I think these are the big ones that folks at the moment will be gunning for. They're the alphas, and the betas is the other ones. And of those betas, if the shots are missed on these big ones, the betas are a danger. It would be just be a casualty, not on purpose, but it just happens. Expendables essentially will be David and maybe Nicole as well. She's looking kind of expendable. Maybe Christmas could be an expendable. I think that's it. Those are my, so yeah, I think in the future I might do that. I might have a target list and I might have an expendable list. And then you have that sweet spot list. They're kind of riding under the radar. And of course, there's a ton of sweet spots right now because there's just so many people. But yeah, that's kind of what was my thought, my overall thought of the health of the house at the moment. And what else did I think? Oh, it could possibly be in the future some type of old school, new school thing. It was looking like it was kind of like that, but maybe not. Some other players are open to crossing those barriers, it appears. So we'll see how that goes, if it will be like Survivor with all the old school people just being out first before the new school turns into each other. I thought Case, rising stars in my book, because I don't know these people, was Kesar and Janelle. I'm kind of liking them. They played well this week. They had targets, but instead of getting bitter and crying, like how, you know, non-professionals get, they just like made it work. They got in that safety suite and they got their little immunity, and it wasn't even like a stress. There was no sweat off their back. And then also, even though Keisha was just dazed and confused, at least she didn't go crazy like people would on other non-all-star or non, you know, veteran seasons. So I'll give Keisha that. And then even Kevin might have been a little hurt for a little bit, but he didn't let that turn on bitter, be like, oh yeah, I'm about to get Cody, or I can't talk to Cody, or just totally burn that bridge. So he did very good. He did very good for being on the block the first week to get off. He campaigned very well. He was a little politician. So yeah, that was interesting. So they were interested in me just for how professional they were in this game. I'm liking this season. Now, this week was kind of like, meh, sleep. But I'm still happy with this season right now. Because like, it's the first week and these are all professionals. So it's going to be a little blah, blah. So, you know, I feel like it's going to get better as time goes on. As far as my prayer, of course, right now, because this is so early, I have to deal based on my favorites in past seasons. I am going to pray for that Day and Bay are being successful in the house. I call them the A team, like A, because it's like A, you know. I call them the A team. Apparently, they call themselves Black Girl Magic, but they will still be the AT in my heart. So, yeah, that is my list of my thoughts of the shows for this week, and we can just jump into the praying. Lord, I just thank you for being with us another day. And I thank you for this past week, for all the great things that you have done in our lives this past week. I thank you for the things that you have done that we know of and the things that we may never know of. But we know that you are continuously looking out for us and protecting us and providing for us in ways beyond that we can hope and dream and imagine. Lord, today I just come to you to pray for, you know, some of the characters on my shows. And the first person that I would like to, or people I would like to pray about or for, are the Duggar girls. Lord, you know they have a lot of babies, but I guess I can pray not just for them, but pray for people in general. Lord, please help these people in their childbirth. If we're watching the Duggar, it looks pretty hard and pretty painful. So, Lord, I just pray, especially for the Duggar girls, because you know I'll be watching them, that their future pregnancies be smooth and their future deliveries be miraculously smooth. Just a testament to your glory, because you know it says in your word, you shall serve the Lord God, you shall bless our food and our water, and you'll take sickness and disease away from the midst of us. And yes, having childbirth is not a sickness and it's not like a disease, but as you just break down the word, it is something that is ailing them. And then also, I remember in the Old Testament beginning, after Eve ate the fruit and so on and so forth, you were like, in the future, women will have painful childbirth. That was the curse of sin. But we all know, Lord, when you died on the cross, your blood was shed to break the curse of the law, Lord. We are no longer under that curse. By your stripes, we're healed. We no longer have to suffer the consequences of our actions or sin, the consequences of sin, because you died for us and you had mercy on us and you were the atonement, the sacrifice for the things, for the consequences of the ill decisions that we have made in the earth, Lord. So I just pray that each and every woman is under that blessing, especially ones who call upon your name, that you can take away that pain of childbirth so they can have smooth and sweatless labors and deliveries and that are healthy for the mother and the baby. That you keep them safe in Jesus' name. We're also praying for Ginger, who lost one of her babies. I pray as she is reminded of it, that you comfort her, you bring her peace of mind and heart and spirit, Lord. And I pray you just heal that hurt, heal that hole, make her whole again. And I just pray that in these hard times when she remembers loss and sorrow, she can also remember all the good things in her life, all the blessings that she has. She can count it all joy that even despite those hard times, she is still here and she is alive and has breath in her body and is blessed in so many ways, Lord. So I pray that she can focus more on what's good than what is not the best. And even though the enemy meant this for evil, I pray you can in some way turn around for your glory and for your good in Jesus' name. Lord, I also pray for these characters on Love and Marriage Huntsville and just people in these type of situations in general, people who are in unhealthy relationships due to hurt and pain. They just backbite and hurt and fight and be petty, and it's not a pleasant environment towards each other. Lord, I just pray you give them wisdom on how to humble themselves so they don't have to win the argument, they don't have to win the fight, that they can sing grace, and through that they can live more peaceful lives in Jesus' name. I pray that for any person who's in a situation with someone, some type of way connected with someone, but they are having issues with being able to move forward in harmony, Lord. I pray that either you give them wisdom on how to mend that relationship, is your will for them to have a mended relationship, or give them wisdom on how to separate from that relationship. If that's your will for them to separate, it's better for for that to happen. Give them wisdom to discern which relationships to keep, which relationships to sever, and give them wisdom how to do it in the least painful way. And Lord, I pray those hurts and those holes and those issues, and Tisha and Melanie and anyone else in a similar situation, that you heal those hurts and insecurities and issues that will make someone want to backbite someone or be disagreeable instead of agreeable, who rather walk in discord instead of harmony, and rather be continuously in drama instead of continuously in peace, Lord. So I just thank you for bringing wholeness and healings in our hearts in those situations, interpersonal relationships. Lord, I also pray for all those couples on the Love and Marriage show, that you provide them balance as opportunities come and go. I pray that they have their priorities straight, Lord, and they put the most dedicated attention on the most principal things. And the next, focus first on the most important, and then the second and the third, and then the stuff at the end, they get that leftover stuff. I pray that those opportunities, which may be cool, that they don't steal away from what's necessary, in Jesus' name. So I just thank you, Lord, for just anointing each one of them with increased levels of wisdom on what opportunities to take and what opportunities to pass, in Jesus' name. Also pray for Melanie's husband. I think his name is Martel. I'm not sure. He's one of those M's. I pray that he is being faithful even to this day. I pray those pitfalls of unfaithfulness he has identified and they're sealed up. I thank you for placing people around his world who can see his blind spots and the point was out, and that he actually wants to stay away from potholes and also address when blind spots are pointed out to fix them, in Jesus' name. I pray that his counselor has wisdom on how to minister towards him, like me and my minister serve him as a counselor. And I just pray that he is able to be faithful and stay faithful, not just physically, but emotionally and mentally, in Jesus' name, that he is in his mind, he's a faithful person. And then that will exude out to his personal behaviors. I think that he has the mind of Christ. He loves his wife like Christ loves the church, in Jesus' name. And I just pray that he is trusting you to do what he cannot do, but is also doing everything that he can do to be a faithful husband, in Jesus' name. And I pray, I think that's the end of my prayers, but I just thank and I praise you, God, for being good and being faithful in our lives. I thank you just how you have raised me up to pray for these people. You have raised up people to pray for every one of us, Lord. And I just pray that people in the world can really feel your presence and know that you're real and trust that you're real and you're here for them, in Jesus' name. I pray, amen. And that's it for this week. I hope you guys have a great week next week. I had a great week last week. I'm really happy about that. So I just pray that it continues, and I pray good weeks continue for you as well. Bye.